49 minutes past the hour. You know, cartoons used to be the savior, you know, as far as when you needed a babysitter.
Right.
And I don't know, when I was a kid, man, I used to go in the world, you know, the Jetsons. I'd go in that world. I would go in the world of the Flintstones. You know, I actually, you know, I had a relationship with Dino. You know,
we
threw the dog out. No, but nowadays, man, it's like some of these cartoons, you got to be deep.
Yeah.
And they're putting subliminal, like, hardcore, you know, adult humor in them.
Right.
You know, and you're like, what?
Yes.
What are you talking about here? You know
what
I'm saying?
There are some I can't stand. SpongeBob is good.
I
love SpongeBob. But like Uncle Grandpa, have you guys ever, Annoying Orange?
Y'all don't,
like there are some shows though, like there's one called The Regular Show that comes on Cartoon Network, Russ. It is hilarious. Uh-huh. But it's not for Jared. He's 8, but I love it. It's so funny to me.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I love Fairly Odd Parents.
You like all the ones I know.
It's so
1-877 Parshow. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Help us out here.
My daughter is 2, and she kept on talking about this cartoon called Peppa Pig, Mommy. So I'm like, okay, let me look at this cartoon and see what it's about. They have pigs, a mama pig, a papa pig, a brother pig, a sister pig, jumping in mud, eating, chewing, smacking, like teaching them all the wrong things. I'm like, you can't look at this. And it comes on. I guess they wasn't getting no ratings, right? So they started putting it on every night at 9 o'clock to make the kids watch it. She normally watched Team Umizoomi, which teach her how to do math and numbers. But now she watching Peppa Pig. I'm like, you can't watch this. So she cry every night. So I'm like, I don't want her looking at that.
Is Peppa Pig bad?
It's teaching her how to be a pig, jumping in mud.
Now listen.
It might be because, you know, kids are influenced by these cartoons. Exactly. Thank you for that. 1-877 Parshow. Good morning. Hello.
What's going on, you guys? Charles from Indianapolis.
What's up?
Talk to me, Charles.
Man, you know, like, one of the things, man, like, I think, man, I was a Thundercats kid, man. I loved Thundercats when I was younger. That was me.
Yeah.
And now, though, man, there's certain shows, though, and I have to meet SpongeBob. I still kind of got to watch. The kids watch. I love SpongeBob, but there's some subliminal messages in SpongeBob that a lot of people don't get. And so as an adult, I like SpongeBob because it still has an adult humor in it. But as children, we still got to watch them.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. 1-877 Parshow. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Is it about the cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I cannot stand SpongeBob or... what is that one? The Adventure Time or any of those?
Oh my God! I love Adventure Time.
What's wrong with you,
Frieza? Adventure Time is the best. Are you kidding? Queen Gumball? Do not play with me.
2-year-old.
Oh no! 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 Not for them.
Okay.
Can I tell you that my 18 and 17-year-old we sit up and watch that show? It's so funny. But my 8-year-old shouldn't be watching it. But it's so good. The Ice King. Come on, you guys are naming on my favorite. Oh my God! I love Adventure Time. And Regular Show is the best. Oh my God.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment.
Yeah, the one of the piggyback on the last guy talking about SpongeBob. I don't understand how any adult could possibly go for that show, I mean, for themselves or their kids. If you really watch it, you're looking at a group of mentally unstable adults, and you got Patrick. Patrick has no job, but he's got enough income. He's got his own spot. He's always off doing
something. He lives in a rock, sir. You've been watching
but it doesn't make sense.
Name.
He's making sense here. Because, you know, it's like you don't want to rationalize everything that's going on. You know, then you start asking questions. How is he getting his wealth? Is he slinging on the side?
Can you tell me how the Jetsons made sense? Can you tell me how the Flintstones made sense? Can you tell me how the Smurfs made sense?
Hey, Fred had a job, damn it.
Yeah, so did Barney.
Yeah, stop it. Not trying to be rude says there's nothing wrong with SpongeBob. Have a seat, soup.
And then space rockets or whatever it was. Yeah, that's where George Jetson worked. These people had legitimate. See, that was somebody that didn't went into detail to make sure the stories made sense. Nowadays, man, these cats just come out the blue, sexual innuendo, all that stuff, man. Hey. It's just like, and then your kids are like stuck with it.
It's all that in SpongeBob.
Listen, I like SpongeBob. I don't know. Knit83 says Kalu. I like Kalu. Anyway, she says he's so rude to his mom, and my daughter tries to act like him. Needless to say, she gets popped. Dave the Dude says, Cartoon Network is not for kids. You better turn it to Sprouts or Nick Jr. That's true. But my 7-year-old is mad, ain't mad at that season 4 Boondocks not on. What? You better let your 7-year-old watch Boondocks.
Boondocks.
Jekyll says a lot of Disney movies have secret messages like Alice in Wonderland. That's true.
Some of the kids are learning how to cuss from watching these cartoons.
Well, and words like stupid and moron. I did see somebody on Moron with a cartoon you named. Fairly Odd Parents, they did say moron. And,
what's the Ferb, what's that?
Phineas and Ferb is so good.
Come on,
don't do that. He's a scientist. Phineas is a scientist. Wow. That's a good cartoon.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you a show I cannot stand, Family Guy.
Oh, you can't watch that. That's not for kids anyway. That's not even for people under 18.
No, it's not, but I have a 10-year-old and she tries to watch it. See, I'm a Captain Planet kind of girl. Okay.
Right.
Old school, but she likes Family Guy, and I have to let her know, listen, that is not appropriate.
No. There's a lot of cartoons like on Cartoon Network that are inappropriate for kids.
Yeah, that dude Seth is a sick dude, man.
Yeah, he's sick. It's almost inappropriate for me. Squaw82 says, I can remember taking my nieces to see the second Shrek, and that movie was not for kids. There's a lot of cartoons like that.
Right.
Where, you know,
Back in the day, you could watch some of these things. What is the Emperor's, it was a movie, a cartoon movie.
Emperor Has Clothes?
I can't remember. Anyway.
Are you talking about the one about the emperor where he didn't have clothes and they had to sew?
Yeah.
That's a story. That's a fairy tale.
Oh, okay. My bad. Anyway, listen, we're ruining this generation of kids, man. It's unfortunate.
No, we're not. Come on.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, need more words, girls, stuff like that. Come on.
Well, that's fine. You can watch PBS. It's fine. Why can't they watch it? I love Sid the Science Kid.
Bring Electric Company back.
Electric Company is back, dear. It's been a long time since you watched cartoons.
All right. That's what's up.
We shall return.